It's beginning to rain, 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 to the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. Friends, it's so good to be with you again. As you know, we have a series, Who Are God's Chosen People? And we're going to continue this series today. We have this week, the message is going to be on that series, Who Are God's Chosen People? And then next week, we will end or conclude this really revealing series. Already I'm getting letters in the mail and some emails asking me about this series, because so many Christians have been lied to and really deceived. And I believe many of the people that are preaching falsehoods about who are God's chosen people are sincere, actually. So it's not that people have been lied to. People sincerely are being taught a falsehood. So let me at least be generous and say that many, many of the preachers out there today are teaching these falsehoods, not because they're evil, sinister people who want to spread lies, but because they've been taught false doctrines in their Bible schools, in their seminaries. And it just absolutely frightens them to have to go to the Bible and discover the truth for themselves. But you see, that is the very reason why Bible Home Church is named Bible Home Church. We start with the Bible. And the Bible must be the focal point, the very centerpiece of a home. And the church must be founded by people who believe in the Bible. So we have Bible, Home, Church. The written Word of God, my friends, is our final authority. It doesn't really matter what Tex Mars says to you unless I strictly abide by the written Word of God, because it is the only trustworthy, authoritative guide for our daily living. You see, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, supernaturally inspired the writers of all of the books of the Bible. Read about that, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, the Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And, you know, Peter told us in the Bible, this is 2 Peter chapter 3, that the words which were spoken before by the Holy Spirit prophets and the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. That's what God's Word is. And the evidence that what the Bible says is true is found in its pages, in its words. There are no falsehoods. There are many people who believe they found discrepancies, inconsistencies in the Bible. You know, I was recently reading a wonderful book by Dr. Peter Ruckman, and it's entitled Errors in the King James Bible. Errors, that's E-R-R-O-R-S, in the King James Bible. Now, he has errors with apostrophe marks around it, that word. And what Dr. Ruckman is saying is there are no errors in the King James Bible. And Dr. Ruckman has this huge book. It's around 600 pages. And it's just a tremendous guide. And you've probably heard them. Oh, well, the Bible's wrong about this. Oh, the Bible must be inconsistent. Well, the Bible, you know, says this in one gospel, but then it says this in another gospel. It must be wrong. And it's just astonishing, these falsehoods told about the Bible. But Dr. Ruckman, in his very scholarly work, just blows to pieces any arguments about what the Bible says. I remember many years ago in Houston, Texas, I was invited on to a radio talk show to debate a New Age minister. And I forget the name of the minister, but he has some New Age church in the greater Houston, Texas metro area. And he began to say, the reason that I'm a New Age minister is because I do not believe in the authority of the Bible. And I thought the man well spoke. He was truthful in his deceit. Now, get what I just said. He told the truth. He said, I am a New Age minister because I reject the authority of the Holy Bible. So I asked him, what is your authority? By what authority do you proclaim yourself a minister? If you're not a minister of the gospel, the good news of the Bible, what are you a minister of? And he said, the truths as developed by men through evolution. He was ministering to people based on men's truths as developed by evolution. And I've often thought about that comment. This man was taking other men to be his authority. This was what he was preaching. The words of other men devoid of holy power. And you know, I felt so sorry for the man. There is nothing of value in the words of men as compared to the Holy Bible. And God's word, my friend, is so very powerful. And God is so concerned for your well-being and my well-being that he does not wish that his inspired word be altered even one jot or tittle, as Jesus put it. Now, the tendency to want to alter the word of God is human, because humans want to justify their sins. And they will change. I was talking to Dr. Ruckman about this. I said, why are men so determined, so bent on putting out false Bible versions? He said, because they have sin in their life, Tex. And when you have sin in your life, you want to run from the light that is truly Jesus, that is reflected in the Word of God. And Dr. Ruckman said, Tex, if a man is a homosexual, he wants to strip from the Bible those verses that convict him about homosexuality. If a man is a liar, he wants to take out those parts of the Bible that would show up his human frailties and weaknesses and his sin. And thus it is that God says in Deuteronomy 4 verse 2, ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it. Proverbs 30 verses 5 and 6 says, add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee and thou be found a liar. You know, that New Age minister was adding on to God's words. Adding the words of men and the teachings of men. I said to him, do you use the Bible at all in your New Age church? Yes, we use those parts of it that we as men find valuable. And you better believe they're going to misinterpret and misuse, abuse the Word of God under that kind of concept. But the amazing thing is the Bible says this, quote, every word of God is pure. Diminish not a word, Jeremiah 26, verse 2. You can't pick and choose. This is not a pro-choice issue. You know, I've argued and I've debated all of these false teachers out there from Dave Hunt on who claim that they can add to or take away from the Word of God as they find something different in the Dead Sea Scrolls, or they find what an archaeologist said, or they listen to some book and they say, no, I don't agree with the Bible. Therefore, the Bible must be wrong. Therefore, I'll take and change and revise the Bible. Now, in listening to our series, Who Are God's Chosen People, you have to understand, Tex Mars is not so arrogant. I am not so foolish as to try to change God's word. I believe God's word stands for itself. Who are God's chosen people? They are exactly who God says they are. And God says they're not Gentile nor Jew. They're not male or female. They're not German or American or Australian or African. They are the ones that God has chose for Jesus to live in their heart. Jesus says you must be born again. Oh, well, I don't want to be born again because I'm a Jew and I'm superior. You think so? You're listening to the devil's lies. Ye must be born again, Jesus said. Well, I'm superior because I'm not a Jew. I'm a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Really? What good is that going to do you on Judgment Day? You must be born again, Jesus said. Well, you see, you don't understand, Tex. I'm an American, and we are superior to all other nations. Well, God will judge the nations, my friend. And Jesus said, you must be born again. Well, I'm a feminist, Tex, and I believe that women are superior. We are the superior species. Jesus said, neither male nor female, neither Gentile nor Jew. You must be born again. So when you're born again, you become a new person, a new creature. And you become inheritors of the great promise. All of this is written down in the Word of God, and that's what you'll hear in this series of sermons. Now, I've said all that because people are being very controversial. They're saying, Tex, this is not what I've been taught for the last 30 years. Tex, have you been, you've really got to get together with Dallas Theological Seminary. They're not teaching this. And maybe you could be wrong, Tex. Other people have said, Tex, I'm discovering that you're correct. The Bible says these things. I never knew that. I've been reading all of these books on theology. I've read every prophecy book I could get my hand on. That's what one man wrote and told me. He said, for over four decades, I must have read over 500 books of prophecy. And I've never heard these things. And he says, when I began to listen to you preach this on the radio, I went to the Bible to see if it was so. He said, I wrote down every verse that you mentioned. I checked. He was one of those noble Bereans. And he says, Tex, I'm going to have to throw out everything I've learned in 500 books. And he said, and it's because of what you said. Well, I want to tell you something, my friend. It is absolutely not only because of what I've said. It's because I quoted to you logically and in sequence the Holy Bible. Now, I've said all this, so we're not going to have as much time as I wanted for Who Are God's Chosen People, this segment. And even before we have that, I have a wonderful song for you. I always have beautiful music. This one has a little upbeat tempo. Now, if you like only the slow music, well, that's okay. You know, I love you anyway. But every once in a while, I like a song with a little upbeat tempo. This is Brother Jesse Dixon. He's a black man in appearance to us, but he's a born-again creature of the living God. And that's why I love Jesse Dixon. I've never been this homesick before. Are you getting just a little bit homesick looking at the world around you, my friends? I am. And where is your home? My home's not on this earth. Where's yours? Here's Brother Jesse Dixon. And then at the end of Jesse Dixon's message and song, you'll hear Brother Tex Mars continuing his series, Who Are God's Chosen People?
There's a light in the window, the table spread. Splendor, someone standing by the open door. I can see the crystal river. I must be near forever. You see, I've never been this homesick before. I see the bright light shine. Just about home time. I can see my father standing can see the family gathering, sweet faces all familiar, and no one's old or feeble anymore. How my lonesome heart is crying, think I'll spread my wings for flying. See, I've never been this homesick before. See the bright light shine. It's just about home time. I can see my father standing at the door. This world has been a wilderness.
God that's planted in a person. Well, that's explained in John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. What is the Word? It's Jesus. The Word is Jesus. And Jesus is the very hope of glory, said Paul. And He is planted inside you. And if that planting takes, my friends, if you really believe and have faith, that faith will grow. And God said it will grow so much, Jesus said it will grow so much, you can't hide it. You know you can't hide it? Think about that. You plant a little seed in your garden at home. You go out there the first few weeks and just a little bitty thing. But then suddenly it starts to grow and grow. You can't hide it. It's going to come up. Like a shining light on the hill, it's going to be seen. Now there's some that are going to have greater yield than other Christians. And we'll all be judged according to our works. But the fact is, the seed is the Word of God. Now when a preacher says the seed is the money you give into this ministry, right away you know that man is not even saved. He doesn't even know what the seed is. The seed is the Word of God, and the Word of God is Jesus. That is so simple, and yet people stumble and fall, and God blinds their eyes. Because if they understood it and could see, they would be saved. They would be healed of their sins and converted. Isn't that powerful? That one little, I shouldn't say little, it is so powerful. Well, and Jesus said, verse 26, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. As far as that good seed, Jesus said, and these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. And then he again said, if any man have an ear, let him hear. Talking about the corn or the seed. And then Jesus, I guess they still needed a little bit more convincing. They probably were scratching their head more. And he said the kingdom of God is like a little seed of a mustard tree. And then it, you know, just a little seed, it's just a little thing, but then it grows and becomes mighty and mighty until it just encompasses a huge area. And it's so mighty and so huge that even the great birds come and light in it. The little seed, the mustard seed, that's the kingdom of God. Do you have the kingdom of God planted in your heart? That's the question. If you do, you have the seed of God. Now, is that the same thing as the seed of Abraham? Oh. Now, we're going to get into something else here very quick. Okay, we've covered John 1. Let's move right along. We're going to cut right to some mighty meat here of the Word of God. I want to turn you right away to Matthew chapter 23, verse 37. Now, if we say that it is the Jews who are the seed and not Jesus, we have to listen to what Jesus said. Verse 37, he says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chicken under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now, if the Jews are God's chosen people today, we have to ask ourselves, for what? What are they chosen for? Let's see what Paul has to say. Let's turn to Paul. This is Romans. And we're really going to get into the meat of it here. Romans chapter 8, verses 29 and 30. It's talking about Jesus Christ and what he has done and what God has done. Verse 28, the Apostle Paul said, And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Now, if you're chosen by God, you're called. You're called. All things work together for good, Paul says, to them which are called according to his purpose. Verse 29, For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate, to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Wow, now that's a tongue twister. But let's get right to the root and the essence of it. God calls you. He's chosen you. He's before the very foundation of the world, he knew your name. He knew you would believe in him and have faith in him. Before you were ever born, from the very foundation of the earth, the Lamb knew. He predestinated you. He called you. He was just starting because then he justified you. How did he justify you? What does that mean? He was your justification. He died on the cross for your sins. That was the justification for you to be saved, to be healed. He was your justification. And it says, and whom he justified, he also glorified. And let me tell you, friends, when you have the seed of God, which is Jesus planted in your heart, you have glory there. Oh, no, of course not. Jesus was persecuted, and he was the master. We're not above him. You're right. So now we have the glorification of who? The chosen, the called, who are justified by the cross. Now we're getting into really who are God's chosen, aren't we? Now, let's go some more here. Romans chapter 9. Romans is really, I believe, is the very crux. If you want to know about the seed, if you want to know who are God's chosen people, know what the Apostle Paul taught. And here he taught it to who? The Jews? No, to the Romans. The Romans. Okay? The church in Rome. Verse 6, chapter 9. For they are not all Israel which are of Israel. For they are not all Israel which are of Israel. Verse 7, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Aha. Did you know what Jesus is saying? That even though you may be of Israel, the nation, that doesn't mean you are of the Israel of God, which is the spiritual Israel. It's not enough to say, I'm a Jew in the flesh. I'm Israel in the flesh. Because Jesus said, very carefully, through the Apostle Paul here in Romans, For they are not all Israel which are of Israel. And he says, because they are the seed of Abraham, neither are they all children. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Do you remember Isaac? Ishmael? They were both of Semitic stock. They were both, you might say, of what we would call Jewish extraction, racially. But who did God give the heritage to? Yeah, Isaac. Now, Ishmael, he also blessed, and he made him a father of many nations, and we know what Ishmael today is the Arabs, believe it or not. The same racial stock, all the way back now to Babylon, Ur of the Chaldees. But God says here, in Isaac shall thy seed be called. So you have to be of the spiritual lineage of Isaac to be called of God. Verse 8 says, that is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God.
You have been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please tune in next week as Pastor continues this series entitled, Who Are God's Chosen People?
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.